This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have with in front of us, alhamdulillah, a unique chance with this Ramadan. And in this Ramadan, what I want to remind myself and my brothers and sisters of is that in a lot of times we're looking at it as a negative thing, the situation that we're in. Whereas in reality, there's a lot of positive. In fact, as Muslims, we have a unique chance during this Ramadan, the lockdown with Corona, that no one else in the world has. It's special only for us as Muslims. What is that, inshallah? I'm going to share it with you guys in a minute. But before I do, I want to talk about the reality of the situation that we're in. And that is that the world as we know has come to an end. Many of us would like to believe that in another month or a couple of weeks that things are going to go back to normal. But the reality is that most likely, inshallah ta'ala, we're in this for the long haul. We're going to be in this situation for quite a long time. This is what many of the experts say, and this is what it seems when you study in detail about what's really going on around the world. And this is not, you know, some pessimistic outlook or this is the reality when you look into the situation. Yani, as they say, the new world order has come. And this new world order is going to be implemented by any means necessary. And is this a reality? Is it a conspiracy theory? Allahu a'lam, only time will tell. But the reality is, and the experts necessarily are saying the same thing, is that the world as we know it is going to change forever. The economy is going to change. Even just yesterday, in one of the news platforms, I believe it was ABC in America, where they said until 2022, we're most likely going to have to do social distancing. So when we look at the situation as Muslims, we have to realize that it might not change soon. That it might not change soon. And we have to ask ourselves several questions. First of all, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow such things to happen? What does Allah want from us? Like I said, there's a unique opportunity that we have only as Muslims. I want to share it with you, inshallah ta'ala. But the reality is that first of all, we need to ask ourselves, why does Allah allow such things to happen? When you look at the situation of the human beings all around the world, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in some of the short verses in Surah Al-Alaq, the reality of mankind, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى, that no, but verily man transgresses the boundaries in disbelief and evil. أَرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, because he sees that he has become self-sufficient. But the reality that they need to be reminded of, إِنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ رُجْعَى, that indeed you are going to return to your Lord. When we look at the situation all around the world, what the world has become and how mankind have transgressed, spreading corruption upon earth, spreading oppression, oppressing others and the innocent, the injustice, the mischief, the indecency, the morals have been lost. All of these things happening all around the world. And worse than all of that, is that in the times that we live in, many of them have denied the Creator. They've denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've denied the existence of the Creator. And they are so impressed with their technology, with their science, with their economies, and what they reached. Actually, it's amazing what's been reached in those fields, no doubt. But it led many of them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the verse, أَرْآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Do you see if he sees himself self-sufficient? Self-made. It's about me. It's about what we've done. And they forgot that the Creator has gave them the ability to reach these high levels. And they've denied the Creator. SubhanAllah, and it reminds us of different verses in the Quran. When we see the situation, Allah tells us about these individuals who reach this level and then they deny the Creator. Allah said, يَعْلَمُونَ ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. that they know that which is apparent from this worldly life. But when it comes to the hereafter, the headless, subhanAllah, these signs and they are supposed to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we advance in technology, when we advance and we have good economy, it's supposed to make, what are we supposed to do as Muslims? We're supposed to be thankful of the ni'mah, the blessing we have. Not to transgress the boundaries that the Creator, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put down for us. When we reach what we reach in science, yes, it's something we want for mankind, to better ourselves and to better humanity, not to come and to deny the Creator. What has their economies done for them today? What has their science and their technology? Has it been able to save them? Has it been able to help them? The countries with the who are most advanced, the most technologies, they're the ones suffering the most, subhanAllah. They're the ones with the biggest numbers. And it reminds us of what will be said Yawm al-Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكِ الْيَوْمِ, and to who belongs the kingdom today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ, to Allah, the one, the prevailing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it all belongs to Allah. That even if they come, and the virus, if you come and say it's man-made, I mean, it cannot spread and it cannot do what it's doing except for the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps, if they're being honest, that it's spread and they can't control it now, also once again reminds us of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is meant to bring us back to Allah. Allah told us in the Quran, وَمَا نُؤْسِرُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا, that we only send the ayat, the signs, تَخْوِيفًا, as a way to scare you, to bring you back to Allah. All throughout the Quran, Allah mentions what He wants from us. Because now we understand that, you know, why Allah lets these things happen. These people have transgressed. Allah has sent sign after sign in these days. Look at the earthquakes. Look at the tsunami that hit us. Natural disasters, any famine in different countries, to remind us of the ni'mah, the blessing we have. We say, yes, why is there suffering? Why are these people suffering? And Somalia and different countries around the world where they're starving. To remind us, who are overfilling their stomach night and day, of the blessing that we have. To bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make us be from those, as Allah told us in the Quran, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from what we have provided for them, that we're spending, we're helping out those who are in need. Allah tests us with the money, with the blessing. To test us, first of all, have you been thankful? هَلْ شَكَرْتُمْ? Allah told us, وَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are thankful, I will increase you. وَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, but if you're kafartum, then Allah's punishment is going to be severe. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be severe if you're not thankful, you're ungrateful. And this is the reality of mankind. أَرْرَأَهُ اسْتَغْنَى كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. And they transgress the mankind. They see themselves self-sufficient, don't care about anyone else, transgressing, oppressing those upon the earth. And then they wonder why these things happen. Allah mentions throughout the Quran what He wants from us, that we understand why it's happening. Then Allah tells us in the Quran what He wants from us. And several verses, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so that they might believe in us in humility, they come back to us. And the other verse, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, that perhaps they will come back, they will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll mention two examples of both of these ayat, when many ayat end with this meaning. But an example in Surah Al-An'am, verse 42, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمُمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, and we have already sent to the messenger of the nations before you, and we've tested them, we've seized them with poverty and hardships. Pay attention to the words, poverty and hardships. Because we said we might be in this for the long haul. Beware. What's going to come after this, it might be worse. The poverty and the hardships. Why? What is the objective, Ya Allah? What do you want from this, Ya Allah? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, that perhaps they will believe with humility. They will come back. They'll come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they'll believe. They'll come back and they'll be humble in front of their Creator. And the other verse, in Surah Al-Rum, verse 41. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر, that corruption has become widespread on the land and on the sea. How did it become widespread? Why did it become widespread? بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Well, that what the people have earned with their own hands. ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا. So that Allah will test them, let them taste part of what they've done. This is what your own hands have done. The corruption that we have allowed to be established upon earth. The corruption that they have put upon earth. And that we become like the sheep and we follow. What happens in the end? The corruption continues to spread and the evil continues to spread and the oppression continues to spread. And what does Allah want from us in the end? Look at the end of the verse. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُوا. That perhaps they will return. They return to righteousness. They will return to good. The reality of this situation, when you look at the studies, is that most likely it's not going to end anytime soon. This is a reality we have to get into our mind. If it does, alhamdulillah. You know, I'm looking outside right now, here in Turkey, and I'm seeing the beautiful weather. I'm seeing everything green. I want to go outside. I want to get in the mountains. I want to run. I want to enjoy myself like anyone else. But here, just like you, I'm locked down. And it could be like this for a long time. It starts to get nicer, the summer's coming, and we're locked into the house now. This is the reality. What are we going to do? So the studies are saying there's two aspects I want to focus on when it comes to the studies. First of all, from the health side of it. They say even if it goes away, it might come back. And it might come back again. It might just be one of those diseases that's around us all the time. So maybe the issue of the herd immunity, like they're doing in Sweden, is the only way in the end. It's going to work. Allahu A'lam. But what they're saying is that even if it goes away now, in the summer, it might come back later. So we have to be prepared that this coronavirus now might be part of our lives. Just as the flu and other diseases kills us each year, this is going to be one of the diseases that's going to kill us. And perhaps with the herd immunity, as they're saying, perhaps this might work and it might make it easier. But it seems to be here for the long haul. Also, the economy. They're saying most likely it's going to take years to recover and then it may never recover the way we were. It was what it was before. So the good life that we had before, that we were ungrateful for, that we didn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Now, khalas. And most likely in most places, it's going to be gone. This is the reality. Get it in your mind. All that khair, all that blessing, all that ease that was coming, khalas, it's gone. In most countries around the world. Now they're going to come up with a new economical system, not making enough money like you used to do, not having the benefits that you used to have. Things are going to get difficult. Now we're going to go back to what we said at the beginning of this bayan, that us as Muslims, this being the reality, we talk about the reality, we talked about why Allah allows this to happen and what Allah wants from us. Now back to what we said at the beginning, that right now we have a unique chance in front of us, a unique opportunity that no one else in the world has. Only Muslims have this, only Muslims. And this unique chance or this unique opportunity is from two angles. First of all, the mental state of the Muslim, and secondly, the opportunity of Ramadan right now. When you look at the mental state of the Muslim, first of all, how do we look at calamities? Allah told us in the Quran what He wants from the calamities. We understand what Allah wants from the calamities, it's to return to Him. Also, from the meanings of the Quran, the teachings of the Quran, that Allah wants us to look at things in a positive light. فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That perhaps you dislike something, but it's good for you. We know the teachings of our beloved Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرُهُ كُلُهُ خَيْرٌ. That how wonderful is the affairs of the believer, because it's all good. It's all good, it's all wonderful. But why is it wonderful? Because if the good times come, شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. He's thankful and it's good for him. وَإِذَا صَابَهُ الضَّرَّاءُ. If difficulty comes to him and he's patient, then it's good for him. So if we're going to make it good, we have to have this mindset. Alhamdulillah. Whatever comes, that inshallah is going to be good. And from our belief as Muslims, with the iman with qadr, is believing in the qadr, khayrihi wa shari, the good and the bad that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is going to come, alhamdulillah, we're ready for it. Mentally, emotionally, we're ready for what's going to come. If we're afflicted with this virus, which is spread, it gets out of control. Maybe it even gets worse. Maybe we start to drop like flies, possibly. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah ta'ala is going to be a shahada. We're going to be martyrs. Alhamdulillah. This is our mindset as Muslims. Alhamdulillah. If we see our loved ones drop in front of us, we say, Alhamdulillah, Allah bless them with the shahada. So we're going to be able to handle it mentally. Even when you look into the seerah, when you look into the Quran, we see example after example of being patient and enduring during the long haul. Pay attention. The long haul, the difficulty. In the seerah, during the time in Mecca and the Sha'ab, when they were isolated for 3 years, people not allowed to buy from them, not allowed to sell from them. They became so hungry, they had to eat from leaves that they could find, and they would eat from dry animal skin. This is what they would eat in order to survive. 3 years of injustice. And what came after that? Allah gave them the safe place in Medina, and then they started to, and they were successful, they were victorious. All of that came later. But they had to go through that difficult time, 13 years of being persecuted in Mecca, of being tortured, some of them being killed. 3 years during that 13 of being completely isolated. If you look into the Quran and the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, another example, and these examples are not just for us to come and read, oh, mashallah. The examples are for us to make it part of our DNA and part of our mindset, how we think as Muslims. Subhanallah. Now, when we read in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, how many years was he in prison? Long time in prison. Was it up to 12 years and then in prison? And he's in there for a long time in prison. The point is he's unjustly imprisoned. But what came after that? Where he was then came to success after the isolation, after the lockdown. And then on top of that, look what happened during his rule. 7 years of ease, 7 years of difficulty. Droughts, not having enough. Being prepared for those 7 years are going to come. Now as a Muslim, and don't be go and hoard and gather up all the stuff and harm others as we saw people happening, but be prepared. Save a little bit of money, have a little something on the side, no problem, yeah, because you don't know what's coming. You have to be ready. There's one thing that the Quran is teaching us, be ready for those difficult times. It's not going to be all ease. And that's why from the beautiful teachings of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, he said, اختوشنوا. And it'd be rough sometimes. Don't always, you know, have the pleasure to make it easy, you know, first class, five star all the time. He said, be rough sometimes. فَإِنَّ النِّعْمْ لَا تَدُومْ. He said that the blessings, they don't last. Eventually they go. So if you can rough it off sometimes, even if you have money, you have the ability, you rough it off sometimes, when the ability comes, then alhamdulillah, you're going to be able to do it inshallah ta'ala. But if you're always, it's always ease, it's going to be very difficult for you to you handle the difficulty. Also, the Quran teaches us from the mental aspect, and we look at the whole issue of who's behind this, what are their true objectives. Allah teaches us throughout the Quran, the makr, the plotting of the enemies of Islam, and how they want to corrupt. And some people can't understand, and can't. How is it possible that a group of elite would want to shut down the entire world, the entire economy, and will be willing to sacrifice their own citizens and have them die for some agenda that they want to accomplish? If this is the case, I mean, we read the studies, this is what seems to be apparent. Allahu a'lam, if it's true or not. And time will tell. Time will tell, inshallah ta'ala. But this seems to be the case. And their own people now are speaking out against them. This is what they're doing. How could they do this? The Quran trains us in Surah Al-Baqarah. We reflected on this the other day with the brothers. ثُمَّ قَصَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَصْوَةٍ. SubhanAllah. Allah said that their hearts become hardened. And then it comes so hard that it becomes like a rock or even harder than a rock. There's no khair coming into that, no good coming into that heart. Their hearts have been so hardened. This is the reality of these individuals. Allah tells us, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. That they plan and Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners. They're going to plan their plans, but inshallah ta'ala, the khair and the good will be to those who persevere, those who are patient, and those who strive for good, inshallah ta'ala. This is what we all need to do. Any Muslim, non-Muslim, that we all come together now and work together to strive for good. There's so much good on this earth. So much khair that Allah has blessed us with. We have to be thankful for it, and we have to be willing to share with others and give this khair for others and want the khair for others. Not to isolate for a select, for an elite. This has to be the khair, has to be for everyone. Want the khair to spread for everyone. Everyone to enjoy the beauties and the blessings that Allah has blessed us with on this earth. That is the mental state of the Muslim. If we're like this, alhamdulillah, even if we're in for the long haul, alhamdulillah, we're going to be able to deal with it. And other non-Muslims, even now, I know many non-Muslims in the West that we speak with, even some of them, my relatives, they're close to committing suicide. And you're going to see that if we go in the long haul, that the suicide rates are going to shoot through the roof. They're not going to be able to handle being locked down like this. But alhamdulillah, we can find pleasure in isolation. We see what comes from isolation. Even Islam teaches, and we have the lecture we gave on Islam 21C. You can see it on the website and on my website as well, where we talked about the issue of the beauty of isolation and how it's actually a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's actually a blessing if we take advantage of this. Even if it's for years, we can come out, inshallah, and have truly benefit from this. This is the mindset of the Muslim. The other issue that we have in front of us that makes this situation so unique for us is the fact that we have been blessed with Ramadan. I don't know if any have sat down and thought about this. I was just reflecting the other day. The fact that they're saying that it's actually going to get worse in the next month or so. It's going to get worse, the situation. This is what they're saying. Getting us ready for a long lockdown. It's going to get worse. Allah blessed us during this time of difficulty with the blessed month of Ramadan. It's our annual, yearly boot camp, training session. We come in as Muslims to train ourselves. But now, if we come in with the proper mentality, we're going to take Ramadan to another level. We're going to benefit from Ramadan like we've never benefited before, wallahi. We're going to look at the fast in a different light, subhanAllah. That this food we have, it's a ni'mah. Yeah, we looked at it before, but now really, if it's a lockdown and you can't get your food, you might have to go without food. You might be fasting a lot, fasting through hunger. It's possible. Get yourself mentally prepared. Ramadan's training you now for what's coming. Be ready. We pray, inshallah, that it's not, that it gets better. But the reality is it might not. And let's just stop for a second to reflect and ask ourselves, did any of us think this would ever be possible? If I were to have come to you in January or February and said that the entire world is going to be locked down, would you have ever believed it? No way. No one would have believed it. It's impossible. But yet, here we are in this situation. So get yourself ready. The fast. Take from the things that the fast is teaching you. Patience, sabr. You're going to have a whole lot of sabr. Why is the Quran mentioned throughout the Quran? How many times in the Quran? Sabr, as-sabiru, and they'll get the reward of having sabr, wasbiru, sabiru. All of these messages throughout the Quran. As you're reflecting on the Quran, look, how many times is sabr mentioned? And look at how it's mentioned in different forms, in different ways, in different scenarios. Amazing. Reflect on that as you reflect. And then when you hear the word sabr, yasbiru, isbiru, any type of, in the form of the Arabic language, stop. Go back to your translation if you don't understand Arabic. Reflect on that meaning. Take out some time. Because with the Quran, we have our objective to finish as many times as we can in Ramadan, but we also need to have that time where we sit and we reflect on the meanings and the tadabbur. And the Quran, and we're in the month of the Quran is what's going to keep us safe. The Quran is what's going to keep us safe, and the Quran is what's going to keep us sane, inshallah ta'ala. The Quran teaches us everything that we need to know, alhamdulillah. The Quran teaches everything that we need to know. The plots of the enemies of Islam, the difficulties that the past nations went through, the difficulties that they faced, the difficulties that we are going to face. Prepare yourself to be ready. If you live with the Quran, alhamdulillah, it's going to make it easy for you to deal with the difficulties that are coming. Also, emotionally, spiritually, the Quran is going to help you get through. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said, we send down from the Quran what is shifa, what is a cure and a rahmah for the believers. And we need this shifa, we need this rahmah, this mercy and this cure during the difficult times that are coming. We need to be prepared. And the Quran is going to help us stay safe. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in Hajjat al-Wada', and I'm going to end with this inshallah ta'ala, to show us how the Quran is going to keep us safe, inshallah. He said in Hajjat al-Wada', it's his farewell pilgrimage. He knows, he keeps telling the people, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكُكُمْ, take from me you manasik, your Hajj rites, because you might not see me after this year. This might be the end. He said it in the few words that he gave, alayhi salatu wasalam, in his sermon focus on certain issues. And from the things he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, taraktu fikum ma antamassaktu bihi lan tadillu ba'di. I left behind for you that which if you hold firm to, you will never go astray after me. Kitab Allah, the book of Allah. This is the Quran. The Quran that we've neglected for so many years. Read it sometimes, don't read it most of the time. Read it in Ramadan, then put it on the shelf for 11 months. Now, going through one of the most difficult times during modern history, maybe in history altogether. We don't know how bad it's going to be. And now we're looking for a way out. Allah has blessed us with Ramadan, the month of the Quran. Here's the way. Come back to the Quran. You want to be safe? You want to make it through this? Live with the Quran. Reflecting on, reading the Quran, having different types of khatm. Have one where you might read it a bit fast to review your hifz, to try to finish in Ramadan, no problem. But you need to have that time where you sit down and you read the Quran slowly. As Allah told us, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And read the Quran with tartil, slow melody. Enjoy it. Even the impact it has on you, read it slow like that, has a huge impact on you. Reflect on its meanings. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not reflect? Do they not contemplate to make tadabbur of the Quran? Or do they have locks on their hearts? Now is the time. Now is the time to take the locks off our hearts and sit down and to reflect on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us time to learn the language of the Quran as we're in lockdown, to learn the Arabic, to learn the meanings of the Quran. It's not difficult. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. Allah said, we made the Quran easy for dhikr, to be reminded of, to read, to memorize, to understand, to act upon. Allah made it easy. We have to make the effort. If you make the effort, Allah is going to make it easy for you, inshallah ta'ala. فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. But is there anyone who's going to be reminded? Allah asks at the end of the verse. This is the thing. Are you going to take that effort and take out the time to renew that relationship with the Quran? Allah has blessed us with this time in Ramadan to come closer to the Quran to help us be safe. And I'm going to end with a verse in Surah Ali Imran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold firm to the rope of Allah and do not differ amongst yourselves. When you go back to the tafsir, the scholar said, the rope of Allah, meaning the Quran, meaning the religion of Allah. Hold firm to your religion at the time of difficulty. Hold firm to the Quran. And look at the word that she used, Hablillah. And my series about the Quranic reflections, we reflected on this in detail. You can see it on my YouTube channel. But this ayah, the issue of the rope of Allah. Why is the word rope used? Because when you need to be saved, you're in the sea and you're about to drown, they send down the helicopter, sends down the rope to you. You fell off a cliff and they come, they send the rope. How do you hold on to that rope? You hold on to it for dear life so you can be safe and you can be saved. And Allah is telling us, wa'tasimu. Hold firm to what? Hablillah, to the Quran. Hold firm to the Quran. And if you do, you're going to be safe, inshallah ta'ala. And there's many other lessons if you reflect on them during Ramadan, how Ramadan is going to get us mentally prepared, inshallah ta'ala, to be strong, to be ready for any difficulties that we might face, inshallah ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Ramadan will truly be a unique changing point for all of us. That we will be from those who return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we will be from those that Allah will make strong and keep firm if the fitnas and the turmoils and the troubles and the tribulations that we might face after this calamity, that it becomes even worse. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us strong and make it easy for us. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this opportunity with Ramadan to prepare ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can be properly prepared, inshallah ta'ala, and Allah knows best. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabi Muhammad wa jazakum Allahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.